Welcome to episode 9 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Sharis, Bianca, Rose, and Teresa. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Love Week.
Hello, darlings.
Happy Love Week.
I see the background. Very nice.
Yes. I'm setting the mood for today's episode, as you guys can see.
Let's get it on.
Yes. Let's. It's Valentine's Day week. So our show will be kind of surrounding the whole topic of love and Valentine's Day and things of that nature. But before we do that, we always got to start with our highs and lows. So we're going to start with our lows first. Sharis, would you like to go first? She's not really.
Say that my low is that I'm trying to fight whatever this is. It's cold, allergies. I don't know yet, but it is trying to take me out.
There's stuff going around right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, hopefully it's just like allergies.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for those who are watching
yesterday. Serious respiratory issue because I know like RSV is going around really bad. And
oh, yeah.
So I'm
the
just.
Flu.
Yeah. I just
hope it's still running rampant.
Yeah. I was sniffing
last children. So go figure.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like being at a daycare.
God. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. They pass on all the germs. So, yeah.
Oh, well, I hope you feel better soon.
Tankies, tankies.
Many love.
You were going to say something, B?
Yeah, I said I was sniffing all last week. Did I give whatever I had to you?
You probably did. Thanks for your germs.
I didn't notice. It wasn't until like afterwards that Shari's was like, girl, if you don't mute your mic, you were just like.
Yeah, right. It sounded like you were crying. I was like, is Bianca crying right now? What was your low, B?
My low is. I started my period, guys. I know that's too much information for some people, but it just doesn't help because I also learned that, like, there's a full moon tonight and just, like, they're like, oh, it's Leo, it's Mercury, it's Aquarius, it's this. And I'm like, it's my period. And I'm feeling all kinds of emotions and moods. So maybe – I don't know what's going to happen on this episode.
I'm looking forward to it.
What about you, T?
Oh, both of you all together now. My low for this week was finding out that my brother was hospitalized.
Ooh.
And I didn't know about it until like 3 or 4 days in. So, yeah, but he got hit with the flu, COVID, and pneumonia at the same time.
God damn.
Yeah, I said it's pretty rare. To get hit with everything at once, but like if COVID hits you first, it can weaken your immune system and then make you more susceptible to the other stuff. So yeah, but luckily he's doing better. He got sent home already yesterday. So shout out to my brother Art. Love you, big bro. Hope you're okay. That was my low, but let's move on to something more positive. Okay. Shari, what was your high?
My high this week was, I was really trying to think about my week. I guess today I finally finalized and put the final touches on, the Black History event that I'm doing for my job.
Nice.
So I can finally, take that load off of my shoulders. So like, pretty much everything is together, just, you know, pulling the last little details. But I'm excited to see how this comes together. It's my first event for the school.
Oh, nice.
Oh, congrats.
That's exciting. It's a big one, too. So good for you.
Yeah, I mean, especially given, like, the community we serve and things like that. So, like, I'm really excited to see how it all comes together.
Yay.
Sorry, I'm sounding all, like, raspy today. I got my sexy voice on.
I was just going to say sexy. Bianca, what was your high?
I think I actually had a pretty good week this week. I had a bunch of like small wins. So, but overall, my favorite thing was that I got a new reading nook chair area for the office. So this office that I'm in right now, I found this couch that I fell in love with at Costco's and got it delivered. And I've been sitting in it every night since I got it.
Nice.
And just look at the smile. I'm so happy about it.
Aw, that's so cute.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It made me happy. So
good.
It's God, I'm getting old. A chair made me happy.
Right. It's the small things. It's the small things.
It's the small things that matter.
What about you, T?
For me, my high was that the Chiefs lost the Super Bowl, baby.
Yes.
Oh my God. How embarrassing. Can we talk about that? Oh my God.
It was a nice little blowout. I enjoyed every second of it.
Every second of it. I swear, I don't know how many times I said, pick up your stupid face, Patrick.
I love that. Well, I mean, Shari has seen how I get when I'm watching football. I get very animated. And I was just really enjoying that victory that the Eagles gave us all because everyone wanted the Chiefs to lose.
Honestly, it felt like it. I didn't even plan on watching the Super Bowl. I don't care for sports. I'm sorry. I really don't. But one thing I do love is I love talking shit. So
well, then you should get into sports because that
exactly.
Is
the, so just tell me who to go for and I'll talk shit so much about the other team. I don't have to know anything else about them. But yeah, my roommate was like, she's like, are we gonna watch the Super Bowl? Or what are y'all doing? I was like, I don't really care for it. She's like, but I really want to watch the Kendrick Lamar halftime show. And I'm like, that would be interesting to see. So let me invite my friend Nikita over. She could just come. She doesn't really care for Super Bowl either. But I'm like, let's just invite someone over. Me and Nikita were the one talking the most shit.
Good. Yeah.
Like, we don't even care. We're like, wow, you're going to intercept that? You're going to fumble it? How embarrassing. Oh my God. We were talking so much shit.
I love it. Oh, man. Shout out to you guys for talking shit, though. That's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Smart one, stud.
Go ahead. Read it, B.
She said, we had to talk shit about He Who Sues. Oh my God, that halftime.
Man, and
I just love seeing the highlights of it.
He was just teasing us with it too. Like, I want to sing their favorite song, but you know, people get so happy. I
right.
Was like, it was the direct eye contact into the camera. We're just like, hey, oh, Drake. He's talking about him.
Hey, Drake.
I felt that in my soul. I looked back behind me. I was like, is he talking? Is he here? Into that camera.
For me personally, I loved that halftime show. I thought all the symbolism that they had in it was on point. Like, a lot of people didn't even catch a lot of the stuff.
Half of it.
Yeah. Like the divided flag, you know, Serena being on there for multiple reasons. You know, like just all of it. There was a protester hidden amongst his dancers.
There was. I saw that afterwards.
Yeah. It was
great.
This
is why I love social media, because people just dissect the hell out of these things. Like, things that I did not see or put together or even knew about, someone else did. And that's why I love the internet, because one, I can share this. Y'all going to highlight this and replay it as many times now. But a lot of people just like, if you didn't get it, let me tell you what these messages mean. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what this poetic person just did.
Yes.
So,
it was so much deeper than just a jab at Drake or a performance or a halftime show, especially in the world that we're living in right now. It was way deeper than that.
I mean, a lot of people didn't even grasp the concept of Uncle Sam. Like,
right,
like Samuel L. Jackson. Easy. Yeah, I was like, come on, y'all. Like, really? Like, I actually had to unfollow some people on my social media who were talking nonsense. But like, I saw comments and stuff online about people like who didn't understand the halftime show. And they'd be like, well, at least it was patriotic. And I'm like, if only you knew.
It was far from that.
Far from that. Yeah. I was like, oh no.
Yeah, there was one of the coworkers the next day came in and was like, I don't even know who that was. I did not like that halftime show. I didn't understand a word they said. I just told, I was like, you didn't have your captions on, your subtitles? 2025. You didn't even try.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of opinions, but it was a great halftime show. It was a very enjoyable Super Bowl for me.
Definitely. I think for a lot of people.
Yeah, except the Chiefs fans.
I loved it.
It was honestly, it was nice to see what the Chiefs would play like without the referees on their side. A fair game. I was like, right. Oh, is this what it's like? Got it. Okay. Yeah. Definitely. But anyway, enough football. Moving on to more important stuff. It's Valentine's week. So this Friday is going to be Valentine's Day. So we wanted to make sure to come and celebrate the love with all of you guys on the show. If you guys are watching on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook Live, make sure you guys chime in the chat. We'll be sure to share your thoughts, feelings, emotional outbursts with everybody that is watching us here. But first and foremost, Valentine's Day. How do you guys feel about Valentine's Day? Let's start with that. Like, Shari's already making faces.
It's like,
I would say, like, I'm into it. Like, I'm totally into it. But that's just the sappy part of me, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, with me, like, it's always Valentine's Day. Like, I'm always spreading love, giving love, gifts, little things like that. Like, that's just who I am. But I think it's just a day to, like, elevate it maybe to the next level, do something different, you know. But yeah, I'm into it. I'm here for it.
Team Heartthrob on Instagram just said it's just another day. Well, if you're spreading love every day, then yes, it is another day.
Yeah. Can I say, I used to be so anti-Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because your girl's lonely. I don't know if you've noticed. It's just like, what do they say? It's like single awareness day. Like, damn, I can't go anywhere without someone be like, oh my God, my boyfriend, my partner, they got me this. We're going to do this. It's like someone who constantly shows a picture of their child. And it's like,
you're like, okay, I get it.
I get it.
You have a boo.
I used to be so anti-Betty. But. You know, as I've gotten older and wiser and appreciate life and gone to therapy, there are other ways to spread love. Like Shari said, like, it's not just about the couples. It's just about the feeling in general. So mm-hmm. Just how you look at it.
Yeah. So true.
Definitely.
Oh, Team Heartthrob said he got married on Valentine's Day. Oh, well, happy anniversary to you, sir.
Well, then how is it just another 15th. Day?
Oh, there's a divorce. My bad. Just kidding. No happy anniversary to you.
Well, Shari, do they do that on where you are? Where they, what is it, when people just get married at City Hall
at the courthouse?
For free on Valentine's Day?
Mm-hmm. They'd be a line packed in San Francisco all the time.
There's they do it here too, and it's always funny. I like to see, because they post like a group photo of all the couples, and it's like class of 2025 basically.
Holy shit. So everyone just hangs out.
Everyone who just got married all at once.
Yeah, no, a lot of people not waiting in line doing all of that. It's too cold.
It's too cold.
I'd rather go on a random Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
It's Tuesday.
Little Miss Nay said, it's overrated. They make the flowers too expensive, with some laughing emojis. That's really true. Me and my coworker were actually talking about this today, and she was like, yeah, me and my husband don't really do anything because, like, flowers that normally cost like $10 are like $30. And I'm like, so true.
Very true. But there's other things that you can do.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't expect you to buy me flowers on Valentine's Day. I wouldn't want you to.
Yeah.
Do something different. Think outside the box.
Yeah, I've never been really like big on Valentine's Day. Like, I don't need my man to go all out for me. Mm. I think it's because it's like, it's the same month as my birthday. So to me, that's more important. but like, I don't know. It's just never been a thing for me. To be honest with you, the things that I appreciate more on Valentine's Day is like when my husband does stuff for the girls, like for our daughters. Because I feel like that's important for our little girls. It's like you're kind of setting the bar there for them. Mm-hmm. And so like there's been times like with my middle child where he like sets up like a teddy bear and candies and stuff like that for her in her room. So when she came home from school, you know, she'd walk in and see it and stuff like that. So like those are the things I appreciate, is like how we show love to each other. Because unfortunately, we don't have a village, so if we even wanted to go on a date, we couldn't. but, you know, it is what it is. We have fun still.
I do like watching, and like now I like seeing the effort that people put in and the creativity that people have. It's like promposals. Like, I like your effort. I like your creativity.
People legit go all out. Like this weekend at the Super Bowl party that I went to, there was a couple there where the guy did like a promposal to his wife and like printed out this like newspaper article looking thing, and it had pictures of them from their wedding, and it was like, will you be my Valentine? And like it was really cute, but I'm like, that's a lot. I mean, it's cute, but now how are you going to top that next year?
Do it again. You do it again.
Just take that same paper and just stick it on the door again.
I think you maybe don't do nothing for the next year or so, and then do something again. Like
lower the bar and then raise it.
Yeah, you gotta keep the emotions going up and down. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you said that they were married.
Yeah.
So how do y'all feel about people who are married still asking to be someone's Valentine?
Like me, Shelly. I wish she was in the chat right now, because I'm calling her out. I mean, it's cute. Don't get me wrong. Like if my husband did it and asked me, I'd be like, oh, you're so stupid. Like that's cute. Right. But is it required? No. If you ask Michelle, she'll say yes, absolutely. She literally would send me stuff like every other day on social media that was like, I have no Valentine because my husband hasn't asked me yet. And we happened to be at her house for the Super Bowl party, and she was calling him out the whole time too. That's how we knew about the story of the other couple, was because in front of him, she was like, can you tell us again what you did for your wife?
She's dropping hints.
Yes.
The important thing is that he got the hint.
And so. Yeah, I was going to say, in her defense, he got the hint and did ask her to be his Valentine yesterday.
So. Sometimes the hints have to be the answers themselves, but... As long as it's the small things.
It's the small things. All she wanted him to do was ask.
Yeah. And he went all out. He got her like balloons and decorations and did the yes or no checkbox, but crossed out no and put two yeses. It was cute.
She sent me a picture and I said, Kryzen single. You better tell that man yes.
Kryzen single. I cannot with you.
Only B.
I know. Well, I started to notice recently, especially this year, because I got invited to one, but like I'm seeing more and more women doing Galentine's instead of Valentine's Days. How do you guys feel about that new trend? I mean, it's not so new, but that trend.
Honestly, that's kind of what changed my perspective from being anti-Valentine's, because I think it was like, well, I don't get to experience Valentine's Day because I don't have a partner, right? So I'm like, oh, I get to see everyone else spending time together and showing out and celebrating this thing that, you know, that is love. And then I think like the idea of Galentine's Day is showing love to your friends, to other people. It's not just love for partners. It's love for people in your life. So that Galentine's thing has actually what shifted me from being so anti-Valentine's Day to be like, oh, so what are we doing for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's good. No, and I think it's like to what you were saying, like you never really got to celebrate it the way you would want to because you felt like, oh, I don't have a partner, right? This is a way for everyone to enjoy the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, who doesn't want to have a girl's day with their friends?
It's like, I don't know. It's fun. It could be fun.
She's awful.
Sorry.
I don't like
people. Not the hand raising.
That's Bianca's job.
No, I don't like people that much, so, you know.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
If you were in Texas, you'd come to our Galentine's.
Yeah, but no.
Oh. Like,
I don't
know.
Yeah, but no, but I'm not there, okay?
I know. Don't remind me.
So, can I ask, does anybody have any plans for Valentine's Day?
I don't. But like I said, we don't really do much. And can I just say, like, not only are flowers expensive, but everything gets expensive that day. Restaurants,
places out to eat are always booked.
Nowhere.
Yeah, like you can't get in to eat at a decent time or comfortably. Yeah, I'm like, no, hell no. Let's stay in the house. That's the
thing. Like, I mean, and it's something that people do all the time, right? But I'm more of like, let's order takeout. Mm-hmm. Let's just chill or cook or, you know, but like make a favorite meal or do something different, like, or something you don't normally make over the top. I would rather do things like that than be outside.
Yeah,
it's just extra. I'm excited though, because I normally make my kids like baskets or gift bags or something, and I haven't done it in a while. So I'm excited because I did them this year, and I can't wait to see their faces when they open them.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. It's like the little things with the kids is like,
yeah,
mom life, you know what I mean? Like, oh, our priorities change. Our lives are no longer about us anymore. So
not at all. It's not like, oh, where am I gonna go, what am I gonna do? It's like, okay, did I get the kids their stuff? Are they going to have fun? What are we going to eat for breakfast? What is going to be dinner? Like, I was asking my son, I'm like, what do you want for dinner for Valentine's Day? And he's like, I don't care. Like, you're all great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to make it special, so we'll see.
Real quick, I want to catch us up on a couple comments over here on our Instagram. Lil Miss Nay said, oh, I love that. Yes, ask me still when I'm your wife. Team Heartthrob said, yeah, that's too much. Woman, man.
He also said food trucks are a big thing now instead of going to fancy restaurants.
I love me a good food truck.
Me
though.
Too, the food truck.
I don't know, because Lil Miss Nay disagreed and said food trucks ain't no way.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, but I love me a good food truck. So I'm with Team Heartthrob on that one.
I guess you just gotta know your person, because it's like, Shari's like, she doesn't want to go out to dinner. She'd rather stay home and have something intimate, whether it be takeout or just a personal meal. Yeah.
We're just doing the hand raise today.
Smart One Stud over here, if you want to highlight that on YouTube, said, me and my wife are watching Yellow Jackets.
Ooh.
See, if you have not seen that show, go and watch it, please.
I haven't watched it yet. Okay.
Me either.
Heart-shaped taco trays are available. Amen.
Express love in all the way you want.
Oh, we got another one from Binky Babe. She said, it may seem super cheesy, but I feel like it's Valentine's Day is just about every day with my wife. We make everything a date, especially with our schedules being opposite. That is cute. That's not cheesy. Good for you.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's what I said. Like, yeah, for some, it may feel like just another day because you do it all the time. It's not about that day. But I feel like if you do it all the time, then still bring some highlight to Valentine's Day.
Yeah. I really wish we had a guy on the show right now. So those guys out watching us right now, please feel free to comment as I say this. But I feel like there's so much pressure on men on Valentine's Day to like do this and wine and dine and yada yada. But I'm like, it's supposed to be about both of y'all, not just the girl. Like, Valentine's Day, the way it's marketed and, you know, kind of put out there to the world, it's like, oh, treat your woman to this. And I'm like, I personally feel bad for the guys. That's a lot of pressure.
Definitely.
And one of my coworkers, he was telling me, he was like, like, I love doing like big gifts and, you know, extravagant things. He's like, but then, you know, we've been together for years. Like, how am I going to one up it? And then I got to remember, like, am I going to set the bar this high every time? Like,
That's the thing. It's like, to the earlier point is like, how do I keep topping myself?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, but I think for me, being one of my ways of showing love, one of my love languages, outgoing, is like, I love gift giving. Mm-hmm. Like, I love surprising, doing something that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah.
So, like, Valentine's Day is like, it's my time to shine, baby. I'm with
it, okay? It's my time, baby.
My time. I'm coming with it. So, like, it's more like of a compliment, like, can you top me? Not top yourself, but, like, did you outthink me this time?
Yeah.
I'm more like that. Like, who thought outside the box more?
Yeah. And I like how you said thought outside the box, because for me, it's the thought that went behind it.
For sure. I'm not asking go spend money. Like, think outside the box. Do something that I wouldn't expect you to do.
Yep. Little Miss Nay said, yeah, I definitely agree, because I'm spoiling my man for sure. Good for you, girl.
Yeah. Buy him flowers. Cook him a meal. Get him pregnant. That's right.
Pregnant. Okay, so we got a male opinion. She's Team Heartthrob said, yes, so much pressure on the male to outdo from the year before and your other half's friends. That's a good call out. I didn't even think about that. Like, if you're around, like, groups of couples or, like, multiple couples, and the pressure they might give you, like, oh, my God, you know, they did that.
At Michelle, we're talking about you, girl.
We talked about you already, Michelle. Hi.
Everyone knows your story.
She said, I like to give my husband crap, so I definitely pressured him into asking me to be his Valentine. But now I'm like, okay, thank you, babe. I'm done. Are you really, though, Michelle? Are you
really? That's because
let him show up with nothing on Friday.
Yeah, right. Don't do it, Angel, if you're watching.
So that's probably just her love language. That, you know, we're talking, Shari, you kind of touched on that. Like, you love gift giving. Like, that's just how you just express your love for somebody. Michelle wants to be, you know, asked and gift and wined and dined and reassured and everything in between.
Michelle has all the love languages. But speaking of love languages, we did want to talk about them on the show today. So I'm really glad you brought them up, Shari. We want to talk about the 5 love languages. So if you guys don't know out there, there's a book about it. It was developed by Dr. Gary Chapman, and he had created these kind of like standard 5 love languages that he assumes that everybody has, right? So there's what was the one you said? Gift giving, right? Was the one you brought up already. So receiving gifts is one of them. And I actually went and got the definitions that they had for each one of these, just in case people don't know.
Yeah, let me tell me what the definitions are so I can start telling you what my love language is.
Okay, perfect. That's actually exactly what I was going to tell you how to do. So thank you, ChatGPT, for my definitions. So the first one I want to talk about is words of affirmation. So words of affirmation, the definition says, expressing love through verbal encouragement, compliments, appreciation, and kind words. For example, I appreciate you, or you mean so much to me. Would either of you or any of us say that words of affirmation is your love language or one of your love languages?
I think sometimes, yes, me being an overthinker,
you
words of affirmation helps with validation.
I'm like, you, no way.
I was going to say us? No way.
Well, that was quick.
All of us? So yes to the words of affirmation. Look, Michelle, she said check.
One check. Let's get our bingo cards out, ladies and viewers.
All right. Ready? Let's see if we can get number 2 for folks. The next one is acts of service. So it says showing love through helpful actions such as doing chores, running errands, or cooking a meal for someone. I was going to say, I feel like this one's your love language. This is one of yours.
Yeah, which is it's very odd though, but yeah, it is.
She's laughing. Team Heartthrob. So one of the guys in the chat said, I'd be happy with kind words instead of gifts. So it sounds like words of affirmation are more along.
See, men are cheap.
I was going to say, I feel like acts of service is one of my husband's love languages.
Because like I feel like that's how him?
Huh?
Like if you do things for him?
I want to say it is because that's how he shows love. And a lot of times people show love the way they like to receive it. You know what I mean? Instead of.
Actually. Oh, so me and Jari did the same thing.
Yeah. No, I think it's different.
That's usually the default. It's not until you get to learn people that you find out, oh, this is the way that they love. So now let me show them in their love language. It takes time to get there. But I think their default is their own love language. Yeah.
I actually read somewhere that the love language that you want is something that you lacked at some point in your life. So like for me, like I shouldn't say for me, but for someone who whose love language wants to be words of affirmation may have lacked that as a kid growing up. Like I, you know, not having that communication that you need that now. Like I said, like the validation that I need, didn't hear that much growing up. So you would want to receive that later on in life. Or like, go ahead and I don't know if we want to jump to it, but quality time is another love language. And for those who feel like they have some sorts of like abandonment issues, would love to receive those quality times for them. Like I've read somewhere on the internet. I don't know.
Let me give the definition of
is what you lacked at some point.
I'm like, let me give the definition for quality time. Cause I found this one really interesting. The way that it was worded. It says valuing undivided attention, meaningful conversations, and shared experiences without distractions. So like I found it really interesting because quality time isn't just spending time together. Like those keywords of undivided attention and without distractions are a big factor in quality time. And
yeah, that's quality time. It would be quantity time if we're just spending time
together.
That's
a good one. Yes. We're back at it. Oh,
you got one in. That's good. All right. Another love language is the one that Shari was talking about, receiving gifts. So the definition for receiving gifts is feeling love through thoughtful gifts, big or small, that show effort and meaning behind them. So I need everybody to hear this, because if you have somebody whose love language is receiving gifts, it has to have value and meaning behind it. It's not just buy me shit. And I think that's a mistake a lot of people make when it comes to giving gifts.
So do any of y'all prefer it?
See, I don't prefer it. I prefer to give. Like, that's one of my ways of saying I love you is gift giving. Like, if I'm doing it, if I'm putting enough time and effort into, like, thinking of something, because I do, I think outside the box, like, you know, what is this? Would, like, try to find, like, if you've ever said, like, oh, I have these shoes, like, but I've never worn them. I'm going to find something that's going to match them damn shoes, because I'm thinking outside of the box. You know, I'm not going to go buy you something that goes together. You know, I'm just like, I think outside of the box a lot when it comes to gift giving. So I think that's one way that I show my love. Not so much that I want people to do the same.
I'm not a fan of receiving gifts.
No? Is it awkward for you?
I feel like I'm now indebted to you. No matter what your intention was, receiving gifts means that you spent money on me and I have to give you something back. I do not like receiving gifts.
I'm about to get real therapy. Where do you think that comes from, Bianca? Like,
I'm about to give you my response to my therapist. I don't like feeling like I owe somebody something, or that somebody can hold that over my head. Like, oh, I got this for you. This is now you wouldn't have that without me. So I feel as receiving gifts for me is a negative thing. And I'm like, I can't accept this. I wouldn't want to.
Oh, see, that's good to know. Those are things that are important to communicate when you're dating, Bianca.
Okay, well, if my future husband's watching this,
Just play these episodes.
Because like if you got with somebody like me who loves to do that and loves to show their love that way, I would be totally offended.
So can people with different love languages, like, is that, how much of an obstacle would that be?
Oh, wait, that's a great question. But before we get into that, let's talk about the last one. Let's come back to that because that's really good. Okay, last one is physical touch. Physical touch is expressing love through physical closeness, such as hugs, hand-holding, cuddling, or other affectionate touch. She said,
That's my love language when I'm drunk.
Skin to skin, me, baby.
Like it's a new baby.
Skin on skin contact.
Yeah.
Well, as you guys know from the episode where we were talking about green flags, physical touch is one of mine. As you remember my hugs. But I will say I'm not a cuddler, which is interesting. But I love like small touches, like the little things, like when you're sitting in the car and he puts his hand like on your leg, or if he just walks by and like kind of caresses you as he walks by, or you know, just like a slight little.
I'm gonna walk by and smack my ass, kind of
like anything just like give that. It to me. But I'm not like a let's lay in bed and cuddle type of person.
It's like, just something. Form of contact.
I get hot and I don't like being hot. But I feel like if it wasn't for like that aspect, then I might like it. But I like little touches, like little things.
Yeah, That's fair. You know what? I'm hardly ever in those predicaments where is physical touch and acts of service my love language. Maybe they are, but I haven't been exposed to someone long enough to learn that. Because I think acts of service and physical touch are like, physical touch, one, is very intimate. So I feel like that could be. Because there are times where I've been put in a situation where like, you know, I was dating someone and I'm like, okay, well, maybe where's your hand? Where are you? Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe your love languages can change per situation. Like I said, my love language when I'm drunk is physical touch.
She said when I'm drunk.
That's that persona.
For me, my top two have always been physical touch and quality time. Like for me, quality time, and again, valued alone time, is really important to me. But you know, when you got a couple kids, it's kind of hard to come across that. So yeah, like really quick, I want to kind of catch us up on everything going on over here. First of all, Jada Contessa on our YouTube said acts of service all day. All day. Now over here in the chat, there's a lot going on. So Binky Babe said acts of service, physical touch, and quality time are mine. Your girl is needy, LOL.
So you can have multiple love languages. You're not always just limited to one.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. There's actually a quiz you can take that is tied to the love languages book. Like if you buy the book, it's usually on the last page. It tells you where to go to do the quiz to find out what your love language is.
Okay, well, somebody go to Barnes and Noble's and scan the book and share it in our
I got you next time I'm there. Michelle gave us a check mark for 1, 2, and 3. So that was words of affirmation, acts of service, and receiving gifts, if I'm not mistaken. And then Smart One Stud said quality time with the bell emojis. Michelle said, dang, y'all were right. I think all of them are it for me. She said some of her most cherished gifts are probably worth nothing to someone else, though. But aww, that goes to show you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheldon Cooper, is that you? I'm not sure what she was. I think Bianca was saying something when she said that. Yeah. I think it was the gift thing. I feel like I owe somebody. Yeah. Smart One Stud said touch with the Bells, Team Heartthrob. I hate rated R public couples. Save it for the house.
Oh.
Don't like the groping in public to show everyone. They just got to keep it a little more hidden, you know? You can still do it.
Yeah, subtle. Yeah.
Yeah, just be subtle about it. Tanisha415 said, my love language used to be receiving gifts, but now that I'm older, it's changed to words of affirmation. So to your question, Bianca, but going back to what you were saying and what Shari said in response, like, it is very important when you're in a relationship to know your partner's love language. Because to Shari's point, if she is a gift giver and gifts is how she shows her love or receives her love, whatever the case might be, and you're like anti, that may be a point of contention, because the person who does have that love language might feel like, well, you're not showing me love the way I know how to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is tough, but I also feel like it's almost better when they don't have the exact same love languages, because it makes you come out of your shell a little bit and appreciate some things that you might not have appreciated before.
Yeah. Like, I've been with someone whose love language is words of affirmation. And like, that's hard for me, because me communicating to you, that's harder than me buying you something and thinking about, you know, putting some effort into a gift. But it's like, it opened me up to like, have to learn how to do that, because that's how they receive their love. But nonetheless, I'm still going to buy some gifts, because that's how I give my love. So, you know, like, and I think for you, B, like, you'll get to a point where, or hopefully one day, you'll get to a point where you find someone who does things for you and you never have to question what is the motive, or is there a motive behind it? Like, it's just genuine, someone wanting to cater to you and shower you with gifts. I think that's a big thing in it. It's finding love that means more than the I did this for you, or it's not love if that's the case. You know what I'm saying? So like, you, when you come across that right person, I think that will change for you.
Yeah. Too. And Team Heartthrob said, isn't that something to talk as a couple about, like, to understand each other's needs? So to your point, like, you can express love one way, but how are they going to see it?
Yes, Jada Countessa said, manifest that genuine love.
Yeah. All right, everyone hold hands. Yeah. We're going to manifest for me.
It's about to be a ritual up in here. No, I'm just kidding. but that's why I said what I said about my husband and like the default. Like, before you get to know somebody, or before you have those conversations and really dig deeper into what means more to people, pay attention to what they do to show love. Because like I said, I really feel, and if you read the book, it talks about it in a certain chapter. I can't remember where, but it's been a while since I read that book. But it talks about how people default to their own love languages. So pay attention to what people do, and they'll tell you what their love language is. Now, whether they can adjust to yours is going to show you how much they pay attention to you.
I think that's the polar opposite. Go for it. Actually, yeah. The more that I think, like, as you're saying it, like, I'm really thinking about it, and I'm like, I love giving gifts, but I don't care for that in return. I love physical touch. I will give it once we're at that point where I'm really comfortable. But like, initially off the bat, like, I want you to act first in that situation. Like, you know, in those type of situations. So yeah, I think for me, like, it's really different. Like, what I do and what I want.
Better go tell Dr. Totally Chapman to change that chapter. No, I'm just
kidding. Just change it. You're wrong.
Fired.
Cancel him. It's over.
Yeah, for me, my love languages are quality time and words of affirmation. I love to give quality time. My, you know, way of showing love is, I want to spend my time with you. And then just words of affirmation to validate what I'm probably overthinking is what I need to hear. Mm-hmm. So that's me. What about you,
T? Makes sense. For me, it's quality time and physical touch. I will say the way that you are with gift giving is how I am sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes with words of affirmation. I like, and now that I think about it, it might have been because of my, how I was raised. Like we weren't in a household. Like my family overall is very like, oh, I love you. And right. But like my immediate household, we didn't like tell each other like, oh, I love you, mom. And things like that until we got older. Like as kids, we didn't really do that, or like kisses and stuff like that. Like we didn't really do that. So when people give me words of affirmation, it's almost like awkward for me because I don't always know how to receive compliments. I think I've gotten better as I've gotten older, you know, to just tell myself in my head, like, Teresa, shut the fuck up and say thank you. You know, like, don't be like, oh, whatever. Because that's kind of like my default is when someone's saying something nice to me, I'm mm-hmm. like, whatever, you just said that. Yeah.
You downplay it.
I know you don't mean it, but thanks. You know what I mean? Like stupid shit like that. Like,
yeah. An underhanded response.
And so I feel awkward when it comes to words of affirmation sometimes.
Yeah. Like even at work, like when people say things like, oh, you're doing something, I'm like, oh, I try. I'm like, no, bitch, hype yourself up. And I'm like, oh, I try.
Yeah. I literally have to make an effort to just say thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting better. I appreciate that. Like, oh, I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I started doing that more too. I don't think I realized that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what your love language is. I'll just try them all.
I mean, if you're Michelle, you know, clearly they're all of them. So, and it is possible, you guys, it is possible, but some are just a little stronger for you than others.
And more apparent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed. Now.
But I think as you evolve and you grow, I think they shift. Because certain things take precedent over other things, like becoming a mom, quality time, or becoming a parent in general. Quality time is going to be bigger to you because you now lack.
Tell you. That's gonna... Real you quick, Jada Contessa, thank you for having my back. She said, I agree. It's hard to be earnest when receiving compliments. It is. It's hard. It's hard. Very. Team Heartthrob said, my mom was affectionate with all the kids and my dad was more of the macho type. So I have both sides that I take after. That's good though. At least you got a little balance there. Yeah. Now here's the real question. This doctor is saying there's only 5 love languages. Do you guys think there are any other love languages? I'll give you one that I tell people all the time.
What?
Food is my love language. And maybe that falls into the category of gift giving, maybe, but food is my love language. Yes.
Feed me, Seymour.
But don't Y'all just feed me. Like, sit down and eat with me. Enjoy what I'm enjoying. Like,
that's quality time.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Like, it kind of falls into like gift giving.
But is it really undivided? I don't know if it's undivided.
I'm invested.
I'm so in
the them tacos, baby. I'm
yeah, that I don't know.
Pasta. Tell you. Mm. Oh, I'm over here, Julie.
It's like, oh, hold on.
Do you guys think there's any other love languages? I'm trying to think, like.
I know. I'm like, I'm sure there are other love languages. I'm just trying to think of, like, an example of.
I'm be like, are there? I'm sorry. Words are hard. ChatGPT and I are close friends.
We can tell. Let's see. Yeah, I think.
I'm all food. What else?
Jada Contessa said, I would call that an act of service. You thought of me and cared enough to make it happen.
Yeah, I'm like, food can fall into all kinds of categories, can it? Oh,
it can.
Okay. So according to ChatGPT, there are other love languages. Check it out. There's another 5.
Get your bingo card out.
There's another 5.
There's another 5.
One is shared experiences. So some people feel most connected when they engage in meaningful activities together, like traveling, hobbies, or deep conversations. I actually really like that one. Mm-hmm. Next one. Ooh, mm-hmm. Bianca, you're going to like this one. Emotional security. Feeling safe, understood, and supported emotionally can be a core way someone feels loved.
I do like that.
I do like that. Next one. Ooh, I like this. Respect and validation. Some people feel most loved when their thoughts, opinions, and boundaries are respected and validated.
Validation, like I said.
I feel like I like these love languages better than the original.
They're more specific. Yeah. Next one
is humor and playfulness. Love can be expressed through inside jokes, yes, playful teasing, and shared laughter. I love that one. I really do love that one.
Yes. Because I really say, like, I can't be with someone who doesn't make me laugh, who I can't be lighthearted with.
Or who,
like,
doesn't
that's
get
huge.
Your jokes.
You can make me laugh. Yes. And for me, that is quoting movies and songs. So if you're not prepared, just don't even come over.
And then the last one is presence and attentiveness. Simply being fully present, not distracted by phones, work, or stress, can be a deep way to show love. I think that one is starting to fade with all the social media and everything.
Mm-hmm. Team Heartthrob said, what about acts of surprise?
I'm not here for surprises. For me, it depends on the type of surprise. Like, what are we doing?
Maybe. A surprise getaway?
A surprise getaway?
I got to know. I have to know small details. Yeah. It can't be a full surprise. Feed me breadcrumbs. I don't know, but I can't just, yeah.
Michelle said, I don't know if this counts as something else, but I really love when my husband just listens to me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think that was validation. It was when you were getting validation. Mm-hmm. Very much that. Feeling hurt. Yeah.
Jaded Contessa said French ... kissing.
That's that physical touch.
Yeah, that's part of physical touch, ma'am. Oh, man. Well, I hate to say this right now, but we are at the top of the hour.
No,
I know it was going so fun, but we're gonna lose all our IG watchers if we don't cut it off now. Team Heartthrob left with a ... for the act of surprise. I know.
Shari's just not your girl, so maybe the surprise will work on somebody else.
Darn. Better luck next time, buddy. All right, Unk, shoot your shot, buddy. But first and foremost, hopefully everybody has a great Valentine's Day, regardless of how you may celebrate, not celebrate. I just hope it's an amazing day for everyone. And, you know, if you don't have somebody to spend it with, then spend it on yourself, man. Make yourself feel loved. Do something for you. Yes.
If it's not with your partner, let it be with your kids. If it's not with your kids, let it be with your friends. And if it's not with your friends, let it be with your pets. If it's not with your pets, let it be with yourself.
There's always an alternative.
Oh, thank you.
There is always love to be given.
Shout out to Unc. He said it was a great show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, B, how can people find us, watch us, all that good stuff?
Like us, follow us, subscribe to us if they have not already. We are available on our social media account. That's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at It's No Secret Podcast, and our TikTok account as well at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you are not able to join us on our live streaming, then you can definitely listen to us on our Apple Podcast and Spotify on Sundays.
I'm sorry, I have to throw this last comment in. Jaded Contessa, she said, I got a wand and a rabbit. Have fun, girl. Yes.
See, and I was going to say to all of our couples, we want to hear all of your kinky stories next week. But to the non-couples,
we want to hear your kinky stories.
We want to hear the kinky stories next week. We need those kinky stories because you know why? It's no secret.
Bye.